The First World War was on, and it went on and on, of course, till 1918. It finished on November 11th, 1918. Had it have gone on until February, I would have to have gone in the army. And I just missed it by 3 months. The war finished.
What sort of effect did the war have on a community like
Stanley? Well, in the First World War, the effect was chiefly when any of the lads got killed while they were at war. And it happened quite a lot, you know, in that First World War. There was a big lot killed and a big lot wounded, badly wounded. It was an awful war.
So does that mean that all the men, all the young men anyway, and the lads that were away, that there was more work for the women to do?
Yes, there was. And they used to have a lot of girls in the land army, and they used to come out working on the farms. But it made a lot of difference to the people. Food was a kind of rationed.
Even in the village?
In the village, yes. You'd only so much food allowed you each week.
Was that sufficient?
Well, what they allowed wasn't sufficient, but it was always supplemented with other things.
With the things that you grew in?
With things you grew in the gardens and whatnot. And no one starved. No one was short of food. It was food chiefly that had to come from abroad, from like Danish bacon and all those kind of things. That were rationed, and tea, which has to come from abroad, sugar, which has to come from abroad. They were all rationed.
But you think you were better off here than in the town?
Yes, much better. Much better off.
Why was that?
Well, because we had the gardens to go at, we had the farms to go at, which they didn't have in town. And you wanted a good meal, you could always kill one of the chickens off and so forth and use that. Quite surprising what you can do when you put to it.